So next up, we have a couple of people. God bless America, my brain just went blank. Don't you hate when that happens? Anyway, they're from Oregon. She has a background in arts. And Charlie and Charlie and Cynthia, Charlie White and Cynthia from Oregon to talk about the Jewel Assembly. Come on down. Give it up for Charlie and Cynthia.
Can you have a secondary mic back there?
Not sound wise.
Crackling one. Share.
Do we want?
I do.
Okay.
I want to stand up.
I want to stand up. All right, I'm okay. Setting the timer. My name is Charlie White. I'm with the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly, and
I am Cynthia Palmateer, and I am with the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly.
And we always start with a prayer. Beloved creator of all that is, beings of love and light, seen and unseen, great gratitude for your presence here in our lives. Gratitude for our curiosity and what we discover. For your protection and grace, gratitude. And for the delight of being here at this time, in this amazing, incredible time of transition and enlightenment for our planet, and for the planetary family of which we are all a part. So thank you for being here. We're so excited. The Oregon Statewide,
in Jesus' name, amen.
The Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly has accomplished a jury pool. We're a civilian common law court of record on Oregon. We are one Supreme Court, that is with a small s, that makes us the only lawful, according to the U.S. Constitution of 1857, the original Constitution, not the Constitution of 1871 and on, where there was a bifurcation. A friend used that word, and we're being bifurcated in everything we do. And we are alchemists. We are alchemizing the base element, and we are bringing it to love and light and truth in the golden light of truth. So that's what we're doing as a Jural Assembly, noticing all of the corruption by our officials, our governor, our politicians, our policymakers, all of it, Oregon Health Authority we've convicted. We've convicted the Oregon Department of Education, et al. We've convicted our state governor, Kate Brown. We've convicted all 90 legislators, three of whom are currently running for election, and they are all convicted, they are all corrupt, and they are all supporting the U.S. corporation, and we are not that. We are the people on Oregon, and we come together under Article 1, Section 1.
So, I want to read to you Article 1, Section 1 of our Oregon State Constitution. Because this is the premise that we go off of that gives us the right to do what we're doing, lawfully gives us the right. We declare that all men, when they form a social compact, are equal in right, that all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. And they have at all times a right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper. So we created the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I wasn't on the ground floor, but she was. I came in a couple of months after we actually became official, which was June 8th of 2020. And from that point, and I was already a PCP, which is a precinct committee person on Multnomah County, in the government realm. Do you have anything you want to say? Or do you want me to keep? Okay. So it was quite a journey to go into the government realm. Politics is an extremely dirty business. It was like my drug dealing days, you guys, only on steroids. So I, you know, I'm from California originally, born and raised in Bakersfield. My grandchildren were the fifth generation. So I'm very well aware of what this state's like. And I've been in Oregon for the past 25 years. And when I got into the political realm after I joined the assembly in that August, I could not believe it. And the Lord spoke to me and said, politics. He goes, this is my definition of politics. Politics is polytheism. That, like the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the Romans, and ticks is blood sucking, death defying, disease carrying vermin. So, the Oregon Statewide General Assembly, we all have a different basis of belief systems, but we all come together under one thing, good versus evil, you guys, and good versus evil, and what we're under.
Yes, bifurcation.
And that's where we're at. So, I went out in January. So we've done all this stuff. And believe me, I've been out speaking to all the patriot groups. The Lord gave me a way to get into it, which was by going in as an intercessor for Mark Thielman for governor in our Oregon race that we're coming up on. And he allowed me to speak in all the counties to all the people about the Oregon Statewide General Assembly. So I gained favor with all the patriot groups because, believe it or not, even though he is not on the ticket running, he is the favorite of the state.
So go ahead.
Oh, so yeah. So we have three people running for governor in our state right now. And all three of them have been convicted by our court. And our state is on the verge of getting ready to blow up. Because of the world that I've been walking in recently, I have seen the Republican Party pouring money, major money. I've been into Republican Party meetings where at the national level, they've come in recently over the last month, and they are dedicating a chunk of money into the state. And I came into this whole thing through the Spirit of God. This is an assignment for me. I didn't grow up and go, oh, I'm gonna go into the government realm and I'm gonna go into politics and I'm gonna be part of the Oregon Statewide General Assembly. But I am here because I want a world of free spirit, soul, mind, body for my children. We as a nation was founded under the sovereignty of God. And I am sovereign, and so are you. We are not part of a system that gets to use us to benefit them, like we're their chattel going through the hoops, like we're cows.
So what we do as a general assembly is we have an LTA, which is a living testimony in the form of an affidavit of truth. And in that, all we have to state or be clear on is that we're not a U.S. citizen. We don't want to be a U.S. citizen. That means we get privileges from the corporation. We want our unalienable rights from our creator. That's who we are. We're living flesh and blood, mind, body, soul, people on the land and soil of our state, the state we live in. Think about the state we live in. What kind of state is this that we live in, that we allow to have our unalienable rights taken away from us every single second of every day of our lives? And it's time for us to alchemize that base element, those base evil people who are continuing to do the same thing to us over and over. The bifurcation can happen in COVID. The bifurcation happens in Democrat and Republican. Bifurcation in male versus female, or maybe you want to be something else. Bifurcation happens in every single level of our existence, in our language, in our daily habits. When we go out and we are fearful that we're going to get a traffic ticket because we're speeding 5 miles per hour over the speed limit, it's insidious. And so what we did with our LTA is we formed a jury pool. We needed to get 16, 22 minimum. We wanted 45, and that's when we started our jury pool with our grand jury. And from the grand jury, then we had our petite jury trials, and that's when our convictions started. And we've been building our jury pool, and we now have over hundreds. over hundreds. And it's growing and growing because the people are recognizing that we're not going to put up with the de facto lie fraud that it is, because fraud vitiates all. We are here to correct and go back to the base, the basics, the foundational beginning of common law, which is simple and closest to God's law, natural law.
So that takes us into where we are in our General Assembly right now. So we have held a multitude of court cases and found convictions, and across the board, you know, from the U.S. into the U.S. Senate, the governor, the Department of Education, OSHA, all of it. And we've just been, our sheriffs, that's our newest one, the sheriffs. So we've done this, though, to begin to educate people. And also, it's a foundation, because what's coming next in our nation is, you know, we're like a speeding freight train. And I have believed all along that Oregon is the state that is going, that the wave that I've seen in the spirit forever is going to transpire, that the controlled chaos that is coming, that the creator, the Lord God Almighty, is sending this way to destroy the evil in this land. And it's going to start there, and it's going to flood up into Washington and down into California, and it's going to flood across the United States and into the uttermost ends of the world, you guys. And we are, I'm like, we have laid the groundwork in Oregon so that when it happens, I've told all the patriots and stuff, they'll go, well, you know, you don't have any teeth because you're not arresting them and convicting them. And my answers to them are, we are the court. It is not the jurisdiction of the court to do it. You are the people. You are the ones that need to arise and stand behind what we have lawfully done, lawfully. They have acquiesced to us in the state of Oregon. And, you know, we cannot get our nation back unless we can get individually each one of our states back. And we have a template. What we took us 3 years to do can be done in 21 days, you guys, in all the states, and to form your own common law court. So I am waiting, just waiting and waiting. All three, like I said before, of our people that are running for governor have been convicted by our court. I have personally been able to place the court documents into their hands of their conviction that says that they are unfit to be in those positions of authority. They've lost they're unfit. I'll leave it at that. They're unfit. You ready? Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about jurisdiction. You know, each of us is unto ourselves with our creator. So you are your own personal jurisdiction. That means that you can determine what it is that you want. You can ask for it. You can tell others that that's who you are, or what you are. Once you are in alignment with who you are and you know that, then you are unstoppable. And when we know who we are and we're not chattel, we're not of the government. The government is of us. So the people have to come together, and we have to agree. Once we recognize who we are, it doesn't matter what we call ourselves. It doesn't matter what our name is, what we do as a profession, any of it. We're our own jurisdiction, the people. Their jurisdiction is different, and it's based on fraud and lies and deceit, and we are endangered by them. COVID is a great example. Now imposing CDC, children's death cult, CDC. Think about it. They want us dead, and they want to make money on us. So we have to come together and say, wait a minute, you guys are the enemy, and we know what to do.
So our state is now poised for the next thing that's coming. And it's coming, you guys, like a freight train right now at us. And, you know, I've heard it through all the different people that clue me in on some things that I don't watch or listen to. But, you know, in the spirit, I've seen it forever. And that wave is here. And the angels have parted their wings now to allow this to take place. It's like the creator has got our attention now. Do you want to
because you know it's all vibration and energy, and it's us. It's what, and I'm sorry I don't remember her name, but who was here speaking about Native Americans and the sound and the vibration and what we speak and what we think. We don't want their spell magic. We don't want their word magic. We don't want to have to explain that we're a him and a her, or a he and a she, or a she and a she, and a she and a her, and a, you know, it's like, no. We know who we are. We're people, and we don't want all of those labels and all of that.
Yeah. So we're pretty much near the end of our time, I think. So there's some things that I'm gonna do to close this out. So we're in the Hebrew calendar, we're in the year 5783 now. On September 25th was the Hebrew New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and the beginning of the Feast of Trumpets. And there is scripture that goes along with these years in Psalms. And so I want to read to you out of the Message translation what Psalms 123 says, and then encourage you with some other things. I look to you, heaven-dwelling God, look up to you for help. Like servants alert to their master's commands, like a maiden attending her lady, we're watching and waiting, holding our breath, awaiting your word of mercy. Mercy, God, mercy. We've been kicked around long enough, kicked in the teeth by complacent rich men, kicked when we're down by arrogant brutes. So that's where we've been. Do you want me to close this? Oh, yeah.
No, I have one more thing. Just
okay.
No, but go ahead.
Finish. I'm going to close with this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to close with this. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I wanted to close with this. It's up to you. We can't do it ourselves. We need to do it together.
Yeah. So, and this.
Yeah.
So, the ancient, this is a blessing. The Lord bless you. May Yahweh, Yah, He who exists, kneel before you, presenting you gifts, and keep you. May Yahweh, he who exists, guard you with a hedge of thorny protection that will prevent Satan and all your enemies from harming you. May he protect your body, soul, mind, and spirit, your loved ones, and all your possessions. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. May Yahweh, he who exists, illuminate the wholeness of his being toward you continually, bringing order so that you will fulfill your God-given destiny and purposes.
It's up to you and it's up to us. Thank you, everyone.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I fought. I swear to God. He was just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times.